It's a smoky Tuesday morning once again. Sounds like it's going to be with us for most of the rest of the week as far as the smoke is concerned. The good news out of the election, remember the election? That was a week ago today. And in terms of that election, Measure M in support of Sonoma County Parks passed. And that is very good news indeed. On the KSRO live line is Bert Whitaker. He is the Grand Poobah, the Regional Director of Sonoma County Regional Parks. And glad to have you with us, Bert.
Hey, good morning, Pat.
So when do you start getting money from Measure M?
You know, Measure M, they will start collecting those dollars in April, and regional parks will be starting to budget and be making improvements with Measure M dollars starting next July. We're in a fiscal year over here.
Oh, right. Fiscal year, of course, starting in July. So you've got a few months before the money starts rolling in, before you can lay out the plan. What's on the wish list for the Parks Department?
You know, Pat, I mean, there's so many things the regional parks needs to be doing. And Measure M, you know, it's fantastic. It's going to put us on solid footing to really, you know, start reinvesting back in the parks. I mean, some of the things the public can expect in the next year or two, certainly some major improvements out of Spring Lake. We've got a bunch of stuff that you see there, like bike paths and bathrooms that are really old and outdated and not efficient, but a lot of things you don't see there, too. Those little pesky pieces of infrastructure underground that we will immediately get investing on those so that the park can continue to function. You know, and certainly out of Taylor Mountain as well, we're very excited to see a project that's been in the works that is independent of Measure M, which is 8 miles of new trail. But there's also a bunch of other things out at the parks, like taking care of that trail, enhancing the grazing out there, because we do need to keep investing very seriously in our vegetation management, our fuels management, our park properties. And something for the kids out there, we were so excited to get work on completing a natural play area out there. We've been fundraising for it for about 3 years, and these dollars from Measure M are going to make that a reality for our community.
Well, that's a pretty good list to start with, Bert.
yeah, just a few things going on. And, you know, and really throughout the park system, there's just a lot of things where, you know, we have major facilities that Measure M dollars will be paired up with other grant funding sources, like down in the town of the community of Sonoma, Maxwell Farms.
Yeah.
We're looking at major investments down there, around $4 million to create a new all-weather soccer field, a new all-weather baseball field, a whole bunch of really nice things for the public out there with improved walking paths. And then we have brand new projects. You know, Tule Lake Regional Park, it's been open for about 3 weeks now.
Yeah.
We need to get in there and start developing more trails into that property. And also you'll see some exciting news, hopefully in the next couple of weeks. You know, this ongoing partnership with our local Ag and Open Space District, who's purchasing lands for future parks. We expect to see the future Mark West Creek Regional Park and Preserve come into public ownership in the next month and be trying to get the public out there as early as this spring and start planning that project.
Well, that is soon. That's very soon. Let's talk about Tule for a minute, Bert, and talk about, since the park has been fully open to the public, what's the response been?
You know, it's been very busy out there, certainly on weekends. You know, we were seeing about 300 or 400 vehicles per day come out and enjoy the park. Not so good this last weekend. You know, we all kind of huddled indoors with the air quality.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a funny time to be talking about the parks because a lot of people are staying indoors because of the smoke factor. But you must have been heartened by the fact that Measure M overwhelmingly passed last Tuesday.
It warms my heart to have so much support from the public. And it really coincides with just, you know, my team. We've been out talking with folks for about a year and a half about the possibility of Measure M and what our needs are. And, you know, time and time again, people just emphasize how much they love the parks, how important they are in their daily lives. And Measure M couldn't come at a better time. And the system really does need this investment over the next decade. And it's a really exciting time for us over here at Regional Parks and for the community as a whole.
And I think you made a good point in terms of Measure M dollars, because there are a lot of things that we don't see, underground issues, et cetera, that are, I'm sure, many of which are antiquated at this point, are not necessarily as efficient as they could be. So they're not the most fun dollars to spend because most of us don't get to see it, but necessary nonetheless.
It's just one of those things. Our parks are turning 52 years old this year, which is really exciting. But yeah, a lot of those facilities are 30, 40, and 50 years old now.
Wow, it's hard to believe that it's been 2 years since the 50th anniversary of the regional park
system. I know, it just seemed like yesterday you and
yeah,
I were talking about that.
It does. And this is probably a good time, Bert, to mention, with the holidays coming up, Thanksgiving next week, that a great stocking stuffer is a Sonoma County Regional Park Pass.
Absolutely. Our holiday gift memberships are on the shelves right now, and it is the best way to share your love with your family and your friends is to get that pass and to get outdoors. And really, Measure M is fantastic, but we depend on the support of our members, nearly 30,000 of them now, and those dollars, 100% of them, will continue to be reinvested back into our parks to taking care of them.
Of course, as soon as I read and heard that Measure M had passed, I thought to myself, wow, I wonder how many new dog parks there are going to be.
We know of one that's in the works, which is part of our Maxwell Farms project, which will bring a dog park to that community.
Very good. Well, you know, we all love our dogs.
Yes, we do.
We're big park goers and we're big dog lovers. Well, it is a very good piece of news indeed. And Bert, I'm happy to share it with you. And it'll be fun to watch this move forward and go project by project with you.
Yeah, we look forward to a lot of really just fun conversations with the community about how to put these dollars to the best use and to really have our parks come out the other and being more connected, more resilient than ever before as we look to the coming years ahead.
Very good. Well, glad to check in with you. Congratulations on Measure M, and we will be talking soon.
Thank you so much, Pat. Have a great morning.
That is Bert Whitaker. He's the director of the Sonoma County Regional Parks, and yeah, good things ahead thanks to the passage of Measure M.